Now, with yesterday's Liberal leadership spill dominating the news, Labor MP for Sydney, Tanya Plibersek, has said that this government is looking like Frankenstein's monster. The quote is that it has the face of Malcolm Turnbull, the policies of Abbott, and the cold, shriveled soul of Peter Dutton. It's a very visceral image, isn't it? Looking past Plibersek's pretty provocative language, there is clearly a red flag going up here that something's pretty well going horribly wrong for this current government. To talk us through, I'm joined on the line now by Dr. Stuart Jackson. He's a lecturer in the Department of Government and International Relations with a specialisation in Australian politics at the University of Sydney. Stuart, thanks so much for your time.
My pleasure.
So I suppose the most up-to-date news we have is that we've got a bunch of people resigning. We've seen a spate of Liberal Party resignations, and Turnbull's yet to accept some of them.
Well, that's right, yes.
Do we know why?
Well, I suspect it's a case of, well, I have to put together a new ministry. Some of these are quite reasonable people. You'd be looking to want to hold some of the better ones, like Chobo and Hunt have been, you know, reasonably good performers. Do you necessarily want to hold on to Favanti Wells? Probably not. Dutton's shown himself to be utterly, disloyal at the end of the day. So where do you go with all of them? You still have to put together an effective ministry.
And the big question that we've seen this morning as well, you know, Turnbull retained the top job by 7 votes, really slim margin. What do you think the odds are of another leadership challenge coming in the next few days or weeks?
Well, it would be a few weeks. I suspect the next few days would probably be a bit quick, but certainly within the next few weeks, it'll be a case of, well, let's do the numbers and see what happens. So we will have another challenge. Too quick to go to an election, I suspect, for Turnbull. He will look to try and shore up his support as much as he can and perhaps take on board some of these resignations and perhaps reward those who supported him.
And that's going to be an interesting one to watch as well, because we don't sort of know just yet, do we, who voted for who?
Well, we got a pretty good idea. This is where the resignations come from. And in fact, there's a whole raft of them from the front bench that was voting, the ministries that was voting against him. So we do have a reasonable idea, but it's going to be about who gets what, i.e. who gets what ministries, who gets what junior ministries and senior ministries. Like, who will be the Minister for Home Affairs?
Yeah, that's going to be an interesting one as well. We've got Scott Morrison keeping the seat warm at the moment, so we'll see how that goes.
Well, he's been Immigration Minister before, so he knows his way around it.
From an outsider perspective as well, it looks like the trigger for this leadership spill was pretty much the refusal of the government to effectively legislate an emissions target into the NEG. I mean, going forward, what do you think that this is going to mean for green energy targets in Australia?
Well, it may mean a lot, actually. The fact that the government is now just drifting and unable to really put forward a policy one way or the other means that it's not going to do very much at all. So what we may well see is that this government falls relatively quickly, in which case then people have an opportunity to take this into account and potentially vote for another party. That may well happen. Now, the other option, of course, is that we continue the policy drift, and that doesn't do anyone any good, including business. And that's going to be a real problem for Tony Abbott, for Erica Betts, for Peter Dutton, and indeed for Malcolm Turnbull, because business is not going to be happy and they are going to then dry up their donations. And indeed, the Liberal Party is suffering from this already.
And, you know, we've seen a lot recently the Liberal Party positioning themselves sort of as the party for, you know, small business has been the tagline we've seen a lot lately.
Well, that's right. The problem with being for business is you have to deliver business certainty, and it's probably the one thing they haven't managed to deliver since they took government in 2013.
If it all goes down, you know, at some point in the next few days or weeks, and all of a sudden we wake up one morning and we do have Prime Minister Dutton, what do you think Dutton would be like as a Prime Minister?
It would be very interesting. In one sense, he would argue he is a by-the-rules sort of person. At the end of the day, he was a police officer, he was sworn to uphold the law. He has shown in his pursuit in terms of home affairs, he still has that mindset and certainly wants rules, regulations and laws. So I suspect we'll see someone who is relatively lacks compassion or certainly dispassionate in terms of the dispatch of his role. So it may well be more of the same, you know, kind of what we've expected around his current home affairs policy, but just writ much larger.
And a lot more kissing of babies as we try to see the softer image coming through.
Oh, yes. He talks about the softer image. That's going to be interesting.
I can't wait to see him in shopping centres literally trying to kiss babies.
Well, he'll be doing that up in his own electorate because he is on a knife edge up there, you know, just to save his own seat. As Prime Minister, he'd actually have a better chance.
Well, that is a good point as well, although I suppose, you know, we saw Howard lost his seat with the election. I mean, if Dutton does find himself in the Prime Ministership, do you think that that would be a relatively likely option?
Well, at the end of the day, John Howard probably held that seat for the Liberal Party over a number of years when it could possibly have fallen. So having the Prime Minister there can actually help. People do like to have the Prime Minister as their MP.
Well, just before I let you go, Stuart, speaking of John Howard, he is the last Prime Minister we've had who actually finished a term. You know, we've seen so many leadership changes that it's just become a joke at this point. Overall, do you think that Australians should be worried about this Prime Ministerial musical chairs that we're seeing?
I wouldn't be worried if we saw consistency in policy. And that's been, in fact, part of the problem, is we have seen a lack of consistency by the parties. There's been a chopping and changing, even between Kevin Rudd and Julia Gillard. We think of, you know, no carbon tax and then we have a carbon tax. We think of the ETS and then we don't have an ETS. I mean, the chopping and changing is where some of the problems lie. And I think that's also what bothers business as well. We've seen the, you know, Tony Abbott says there will be no changes, gets into government, the first budget has massive changes. We see a rollback, the end of zombie measures. But now we've seen again, flip-flop, flip-flop. That does not bode well in terms of government and stability of government. We can have changes of leaders if we don't have this policy flip-flop.
Well, it's a good time to be watching Australian politics with a bucket of popcorn. Stuart, thanks so much for your time.
No worries at all.
That was Dr. Stuart Jackson. He's a lecturer in the Department of Government and International Relations at the University of Sydney, chatting with us this morning about yesterday's spill and what this potentially means moving forward.